garbage in the middle of the ocean right now. Yeah, I think it's called Puerto Rico.
Some Republicans have joined in the criticism of that speaker in particular, comedian Tony Hinchcliffe, CBS News political director Finn Gomez.
There are about 600,000 eligible Latino voters in the battleground state of Pennsylvania. As we've seen, there have been like these polling numbers that show that it is just like a dead heat there. So when I spoke to the Harris campaign last night, they told me that this could be an advantage, that it would help them appeal to this crucial voting bloc.
President Biden voted today.
The president greeted voters in line outside the Department of Elections office in Newcastle, Delaware, and then waited in line himself until it was his turn. He presented his ID and signed his early ballot.
Joseph Biden now voting.
And the president then went into the booth to cast his vote. He was greeted by applause as he finished and walked out. And when asked if he thinks Vice President Harris will win, he responded, Stacey Lynn, CBS News, Washington.
A French court today postponed actor Gerard Depardieu's sex assault trial in Paris for 5 months. Reporter Catherine Arms.
His lawyers say they asked for a postponement due to the star's ill health. His lawyers said witnesses and evidence would be put forward, but that the actor also wanted to speak for himself and therefore was requesting a delay until he was well enough to appear.
The 75-year-old has denied any wrongdoing in the case brought by two women. National Hurricane Center's warning about a potential system developing in the tropics. CBS Philadelphia meteorologist Grant Gilmore.
There's about a 40% chance that it becomes a tropical depression or a tropical storm. Models real uncertain on where this would track, but it could track to the north up towards Hispaniola and even farther north from there. The United States right now not immediately threatened by this, but we'll have to watch this very closely because of that uncertainty in the forecast models. If it does become a tropical storm, the next name on the list is Patty.
Boeing has launched a stock offering that could raise up to $22 billion as it looks to shore up finances sapped by the long machinist strike. And checking Wall Street's, right now the Dow is up 268 points. The S&P is up 19. NASDAQ is up 78. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Wattles with a quick news update. The final run-up features a rally in Racine. Senator J.D. Vance will speak to supporters tonight at Memorial Hall about a week after his Democratic rival did the same. The address is set for 5:30 tonight, and there will once again be impacts downtown. The Racine Library will close at 3:30, with the parking lot and walkways surrounding the area closed starting in the afternoon. Racine's council president is hanging it up. In an email sent over the weekend, 9th District Alderman Terry McCarthy says he'll not run for re-election in April. He says he's letting everyone know now so that potential candidates can start to take action. A domestic dispute in Racine escalated early yesterday when a car crashed into a house, triggering a gas leak and forcing evacuations in a neighborhood. It happened at around 3 a.m. yesterday, and it was reportedly caused when a male passenger grabbed the steering wheel during an argument with a female driver. There's no parking and riding at another Milwaukee County lot. The state DOT says they're closing the College Avenue park and ride lot as they try and deal with escalating safety issues and illegal camping. The decision follows a 42% increase in emergency calls to the park and ride lots compared to last year. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Wattles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Packers beat the Jaguars. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers with a 30-27 win in Jacksonville. Backup Malik Willis replaced Jordan Love at quarterback after he suffered a groin injury. Willis with a 51-yard pass to Jaden Reed set up the winning field goal and says they tried to run that play earlier in the game.
We were looking for this certain look, and we didn't get it the first time. Actually, we ran it twice, and then we ran it again, and we got the look we were looking for, and I feel like Jay Reed popped open, and I'm glad we got it to him.
Up next, the Packers host the Lions. The Wisconsin Badgers are on the road Saturday against the Iowa Hawkeyes after losing at home to Penn State 28-13 over the weekend. Quarterback Braden Locke throwing a costly pick six in the second half. NBA, the Bucks in Boston tonight after losing to the Nets last night in Brooklyn, 115-102. How did Giannis play?
I thought Giannis played the right way the entire night. 22 points, 7 assists, 12 rebounds. I mean, guarding everywhere. I don't know what more you can do.
That's Bucks head coach Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJ. Partly sunny and unseasonably warm once again, with high temperatures reaching the mid-60s and winds starting to whip out of the south. By tonight, they'll be gusting up to 30 miles per hour with chances of showers and storms. And tomorrow, they'll gust at 40 miles per hour, spiking our highs to 80 degrees. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 58.
Someone who could cherish me as much as I cherish you. Perish is a word that more than a one. To the hope in my heart each time I cherish as much as I do yours. Oh, I'm beginning to think that man has never found the words that could make you want me, that have the right amount of letters, just the right sound that could make you hear, make you see that you are driving me out of my mind. I could say I need you, but then you'd realize that I want you, just like a thousand other guys would say they love you, with all the rest of their lies, when all they wanted was to touch your face, your hands, and gaze into your eyes.
Christine's home for local news. Timeless is right here at WRJN, and also your home for tickets to see Pure Soul at Memorial Hall November 8th. And you know who's got those tickets? Don Rosen. You can win them tomorrow on his show right here.
Just got home from Illinois. Locked the front door, oh boy. Got to sit down, take a rest on the porch. Imagination sets in. Pretty soon I'm singing. Statue wearing high heels. Look at all the happy creatures dancing on the lawn. Dinosaur betrothed, listening to Buck Owens. Do, 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 looking out my back door. Pale Marines and elephants are playing in the band. Won't you take a ride on the flying spoon? Do, do, do. One last apparition, divided by magicians. Looking out my back door.
From Radio Park to the Wind Point Lighthouse, local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
Don't know much about history. Don't know much biology. Don't know much about a science book. Don't know much about the French I took. But I do know that I love you. And I know that if you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be. Don't know much about geography. Don't know much trigonometry. Don't know much about algebra. Don't know what a sliding rule is for. But I do know what it was too. And if this one could be with you, what a wonderful world this would be. Now, I don't claim to be an A student, but I'm trying to be. For maybe by being an A student, baby, I can win your love for me. Don't know much about history. Don't know much biology. Don't know much about a science book. Don't know much about the French I took. But I do know that I love you. And I know that if you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be. La ta 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 ta.
Sam Cooke and WRJN. He's only 33 when he passed away in 64. Still legendary. That song is still as good then as it is listening to it again today. Our Artist of Record contest continues tomorrow when you hear Dusty Springfield. Everybody that wins albums this month from Time and Again Music and More going to qualify to win a brand new record player at the end of the month. Yeah, we're doing it again. Yes, we are. Right now, a Spirit in the Sky, Norman Greenbaum.
When I die and the name to rest, gonna go to the place that's the best. When I lay me down to die, going up to the Spirit in the Sky. Going up to the Spirit in the Sky. That's where I'm gonna go. Prepare yourself, you know it's a must. Gonna have a friend in Jesus. So you know that when you die, he's gonna recommend you to the Spirit in the Sky. He's gonna recommend you to the Spirit in the Sky. That's where you're gonna go when you die. When you die and you lay it to rest, you're gonna go.
Hey.
Timeless Hits right here on WRJ. And tomorrow, Don Rosen. He's got all these different cool things to give away, these concert tickets. One of them is for Pure Soul at Memorial Hall. But also, November 22nd, it's a Fleetwood Mac tribute show on Friday, November 22nd. And before you wrinkle your nose at the word tribute show, it's Secondhand News, and they are huge in Illinois. They do such a great job with Fleetwood Mac tunes. So I'm going to give you a snippet. This is actually the band Secondhand News. Now another one. See, they're really, really good. And Don Rosen has your tickets to win tomorrow morning on the Don Rosen Show between 6 and 9 right here on WRJN. My contest is Artists of Record, and the guy that's really brought this contest to us is our favorite guy, Ray, from Time and Again Music and More.
Come out and visit Time and Again Music. We have a huge selection of vinyl, over 10,000 titles in stock. We carry CDs, some cassettes, bargain section, buy one, get one free, and a little of this and a little of that. Splendid time is guaranteed for all. 9602 Durand Avenue in Sturtevant, a little village of Sturtevant, Highway 11. It's a block west of the Antique School Mall. Sometimes people know that a little bit better. I always tell folks, if I suggest something to you, you take it home and you hate it, bring it back.
The Racine Civic Center and the Legends Never Die Concert Series welcome Pure Soul Presents Friday, November 8th at Memorial Hall. It's time to party. Are you ready? Pure Soul Presents is a tribute to 60s Motown and 70s Soul, the music that defined a generation. So good, so good. Pure Soul Presents proves that rhythm and romance never go out of style. Tickets for Pure Soul Presents Friday, November 8th at Memorial Hall are on sale now at the events page of festivalpark.com.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Runnings in Burlington wants to help you gear up for fall. From power tools and holiday decor to get your yard festive, to hunting gear and accessories for traps, bows, and firearms to keep you in the game all season. Plus, throughout November, for every bag of Kalmbach feeds you buy, Runnings will make a donation to Samaritan's Purse to aid hurricane relief efforts. Stay safe and warm as temperatures drop with everything you need for your home and farm. Stop by today, Runnings in Burlington on Milwaukee Avenue. They're your trusted partner for all your home, farm, and outdoor needs.
A lot can happen in 25 years, especially in the swamps of Washington, D.C. When we first elected her, Tammy Baldwin focused on Wisconsin. But Baldwin changed. Today, she rakes in campaign cash from left-wing groups and does their bidding. Baldwin supports forcing women's domestic violence shelters in Wisconsin to admit biological men, making survivors of domestic violence sleep in the same building as men. She supported puberty blockers and sex change surgeries for minor children in Wisconsin. Baldwin even voted to send stimulus checks to criminals in jail, including the Boston Marathon bomber. We thought we knew Tammy Baldwin, but she's changed. Now it's time for us to make a change. Replace Tammy Baldwin. Senate Leadership Fund, paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.senateleadershipfund.org.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Are you a victim of the timeshare trap and think there's no way out? I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group, the original timeshare cancellation expert. And I'm here to tell you that there is a way out. All you need to do is give my office a call. I will send you a timeshare exit information kit absolutely free, explaining how the timeshare industry works and your options for cancellation.
Call Wesley now for your free info kit. 800-791-1313. That's 800-791-1313.
Paid for by Wesley Financial Group.
Local news and timeless hits. It's our renewed commitment to Racine. For 97 years, people have depended on WRJN for local news, and we continue that tradition hourly every weekday. Now, along with Brewers, Badgers, Packers, Bucks, and high school sports, WRJN features the timeless hits that lifts everyone's spirits. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
The cat.
breaks next. I wanna stick around, I wanna get my kicks. Let rock. Everybody, let rock. Everybody in old Sailor. We're standing to the jail, let rock. Standing to the jail, let rock. Standing to the jail, let rock.
Local news, timeless hits right here on WRJN. And I'm wondering if what night or what time actually that your kids trick or treat? Odds are it's, you know, on October 31st. But you can check our Facebook page for your times.
This magic moment, so different and so new, was like any other until I kissed you.
getting worse. In a smile you might see, baby, has all been rehearsed. Baby, I can't go on without you. This loneliness won't let me live without you. This emptiness inside me, baby, makes me feel half alive.
Local News and Timeless Hits are back on WRJN. And tell you what, watching football yesterday on and off, and man, we get a few more players injured. Might be watching me play football. I don't know. But Packers football season continues on WRJN. And this Sunday's game is against the Lions, and that starts with a pregame at 1. Kickoff at 3:25. Packer football on WRJN is sponsored locally by the Lanes on 20th. It's the perfect place to bowl, dine, and unwind. Hardy and Jensen, your window and door store. Corner House on the Lake, where it's never too early to book holiday reservations or buy gift cards. And Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care. And that includes absolutely delicious cakes, which I'm a fan. All right. So they are who brings us Packer football live on 1400 AM, 99.9 Racine and 98.1 Kenosha. And the next time you're in that one of those businesses, would you please thank them for bringing us Packer football on WRJN.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The final run-up features a rally in Racine. Senator J.D. Vance will speak to supporters tonight at Memorial Hall about a week after his Democratic rival did the same. The address is set for 5:30 tonight, and there will once again be impacts downtown. The Racine Library will close at 3:30, with the parking lot and walkways surrounding the area closed starting in the afternoon. Early voting continues. There's more about how to vote at civicmedia.us/vote. A domestic dispute in Racine escalated early yesterday when a car crashed into a house, triggering a gas leak and forcing evacuations in a neighborhood. It happened at around 3 a.m. yesterday, and it was reportedly caused when a male passenger grabbed the steering wheel during an argument with a female driver that sent the vehicle off the road. Despite the severity of that Spring Street crash, no injuries were reported. The male passenger now faces charges of recklessly endangering safety and disorderly conduct. Number 4 is trying to help Trump. Lisa Hale has more.
Packer legend Brett Favre is scheduled to speak at a rally for former President Donald J. Trump in Green Bay Wednesday, October 30th. The rally will be at the Rush Center. Trump is scheduled to address the crowd at 6 p.m. The former president will rally at the Pfizer Forum in Milwaukee on November 1st. Both parties are courting voters in Wisconsin, where polls show Trump and his opponent Kamala Harris virtually tied.
Kids asking for candy will continue this week. A number of local communities did trick-or-treating yesterday, with more scheduled for Halloween Day. You might see ghouls and goblins at Gateway Wednesday. They're hosting a trunk-or-treat event in the parking lot of their Kenosha campus Wednesday evening. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Partly sunny and unseasonably warm once again, with high temperatures reaching the mid-60s and winds starting to whip out of the south. By tonight, they'll be gusting up to 30 miles per hour with chances of showers and storms. And tomorrow, they'll gust at 40 miles per hour, spiking our highs to 80 degrees. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 57.
WRJN. Long, long time ago, I can still remember how that music used to make me smile. And I knew if I had my chance that I could make those people dance, and maybe they'd be happy for a while. But February made me shiver with every paper I'd deliver. Bad news on the doorstep. I couldn't take one more step. I can't remember if I cried when I read about his widowed bride. But something touched me deep inside the day the music died. So bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die. Did you write the book of love? And do you have faith in God above? If the Bible tells you so. Now, do you believe in rock and roll? Can music save your mortal soul? And can you teach me how to dance real slow? The day that I die. Now for 10 years we've been on our own, and moss grows fat on a rolling stone, but that's not how it used to be. When the jester sang for the king and queen in a coat he borrowed from James Dean, and a voice that came from you and me. King was looking down, the jester stole his thorny crown, the courtroom was adjourned. Day that I die. Help the skelter in the summer swelter. The birds flew off with a fallout shell. 8 miles high and falling fast. Landing foul on the grass. The players tried for a forward pass with the jester on the sidelines.
Bye, bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee by the levee.
clenched in fists of rage. No angel born in hell could break that Satan's spell. And as the flames climbed high into the night to light the sacrificial rite, I saw Satan laughing with delight. The day the music died, he was singing, bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove a Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die. I met a girl who sang the blues, and I asked her for some happy news, but she just smiled and turned away. I went down to the sacred store where I'd heard the music years before, but the man there said the music wouldn't play. And in the streets the children screamed, the lovers cried and the poets dreamed, but not a word was spoken. The church bells all were broken, and the three men I admire most, the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, they caught the last train for the coast the day the music died. And they were singing, bye, bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die. Singing, bye, bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die.
Del McLean, local news, timeless hits, WRJM with Marvin Gaye.
How sweet it is to be loved by you. Yes, baby. Ooh, how sweet it is to be loved by you. Ooh, baby, I needed the shelter of someone's arms, and there you were. I needed someone to understand my ups and downs, and there you were. Deeply touching my emotions, I wanna stop and thank you, baby. Without you in my life, everything was just a bore. All the things I did since I've done them before, but you brighten up all my days with a love so sweet in so many ways. I wanna stop and thank you, baby. I wanna stop and thank you, baby.
Local news and timeless hits WRJN. Sorry about that with my trigger finger here. And once you click on it, you can't get rid of it. Oh, no. But anyway, I'm Cindy Huber getting ready for Kurt Vollman. Kurt, you can't get here too soon. Let me tell you, bro. But also, just after 2, not only we got Kurt, we have Mike Clemens with sports. Great to have you back, Mike. Also, Stuart J. Waddles with local news and CBS National News. And a look at our weather forecast next couple of days. Or is this a spoiler alert? Yes, I'll give you a spoiler alert. Next couple of days are going to be perfect in the 70s. So 60s now, you daylight savers. Well, until Sunday a.m. anyway.
It was the most embarrassing moment of the Senate debate. Eric Hovde didn't know what was in the farm bill.
I'm not an expert on the farm bill.
Really? 1 out of 9 Wisconsinites work in agriculture. But billionaire California banker Eric Hovde couldn't be bothered to learn about the farm bill. Hovde even said, quote, "Why in God's green earth would I know all the details in the farm bill?" The Wisconsin Farm Bureau has endorsed Tammy Baldwin. She's the first statewide Democrat they've endorsed in over 20 years. The Farm Bureau says Tammy Baldwin has been, quote, "a steadfast advocate for Wisconsin agriculture." They cite her work creating the Dairy Business Innovation Act, which is helping farmers across Wisconsin expand and hire new workers. It's a clear choice. Billionaire California banker Eric Hovde, who doesn't give a damn about farmers, or Tammy Baldwin, who's working hard for us.
I'm Tammy Baldwin, running for Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Tammy Baldwin for Senate.
Are your auto and home insurance rates too high? Then call the folks at Bain's AAA Insurance Agency to see if they can help save you money. Licensed in both Wisconsin and Illinois, they have been in business since 2014, serving the Racine, Mount Pleasant, Kenosha, and surrounding areas. Bain's AAA has sold thousands of customers AAA road service, auto, homeowners, condo, renters, life, and umbrella insurance, plus personalized service to fit your family's ever-evolving needs with competitive rates. Call Annette today at 262-672-4702.
Coverage is subject to all policy terms, conditions, exclusions, and limitations. Discounts and savings opportunities subject to eligibility requirements, subject to underwriting requirements. AAA Insurance is a collection of AAA branded insurance products, services, and programs made available to qualified members. Personal lines insurance is underwritten by Auto Club Group Insurance Company, Auto Club Insurance Association, and AAA Life Insurance Company.
This is an important announcement for Wisconsinites who plan to vote in the November 2024 election. Leading nonpartisan economists have analyzed the economic plans of Donald Trump and concluded that he would cause inflation to rise and the economy to slow. And 16 Nobel Prize-winning economists wrote a letter warning that Donald Trump would reignite inflation with his fiscally irresponsible budgets. Donald Trump's tariff plan would act as a national sales tax, costing the average family as much as $4,000 per year. But Vice President Kamala Harris's plan would help middle-class families deal with rising costs. In her first 100 days, Kamala Harris would pass a ban on price gouging at the grocery store. And as vice president, she worked to cap the cost of many prescription drugs, including insulin, saving many families thousands of dollars per year. On the economy, the choice is clear. Vote Kamala Harris for president. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Action. www.abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Forever and ever.
News, WRJN. Kurt, I was just talking about you.
Hey, Cindy, coming up on today's show, I'm going to tell you about my one problem with early voting. Now, I went in and voted early today. I went into the Caledonia Village Hall, and I cast my ballot here this morning. And I think it's a good thing. I'm glad I did. But I do have one problem with voting early, and I'll tell you what that is coming up a little bit later in today's show. Plus, four things you did not know yesterday. It's all coming up on today's show, Cindy.
All right. Thank you so much, Kurt. I live vicariously through his show. Here's Simon and Garfunkel, Cecilia on WRJN.
WRJN.
I dig rock and roll music and I love to get the chance to play
and sing it.
I figure it's about the happiest sound going down today. The message may not move me or mean a great deal to me, but hey, it feels so groovy to say. Poppers at the Trip Sunset Strip in L.A. And they got
the
good thing going when the words don't get in the way. And when they're really wailing, Michelle and Cass are sailing. Hey, they really nail me to the wall. Could really get it on in that scene. I think I could say something if you know what I mean.
Sessions, Peter, Paul, and Mary digging rock and roll music on WRJN, wrapping up the 1 o'clock hour. I'm Cindy Huber. I hope you have a great afternoon. Kurt Vollman's next.